Hurricane Fiona hit Nova Scotia on September 24. Since then, the Red Cross is giving more than $9 million to the households affected. We're here with Dan Bedell, the Red Cross Communications Director. Hello, Dan. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good morning. Thanks.
Can you tell us a little bit about the $9 million that the Red Cross is giving away?
Well, the response to Fiona has actually been really multifaceted on behalf of by the Canadian Red Cross. So if people think back to the early hours of Fiona, the initial days when most people had their power out, and there was a lot of requirement for people to go to emergency shelters, for example. And bearing in mind, too, that this was not a storm that just affected Nova Scotia. It really impacted five provinces, mostly Nova Scotia, all of Prince Edward Island, the southwest part of Newfoundland and Labrador, and even the Gaspé Peninsula and the Magdalen Islands of Quebec. So the Red Cross response was across five provinces. I've been with the organization over 15 years, and I don't recall any time where we've had a single event, especially a weather event, that has impacted such a wide area, like five provinces. So we had a different response in each province because we work in partnership with provincial governments a lot on responses like this. And each one has their own process and each one handled things a little bit differently. So in those opening days, there was an urgent need to find emergency shelter for some people. So the Red Cross role initially was helping set up shelters. We had one, for example, at the Canada Games Centre in Halifax was probably the biggest one in the province. There was another big one in Sydney and some smaller ones around that the Red Cross directly supported. So we had staff there, volunteers, cots, blankets, able to accommodate people overnight if required. And we did that for about 1,200 people around Atlantic Canada, several hundred in Nova Scotia. And as power came back on over the ensuing few weeks and more hotels began to open up, we didn't need to have people sleeping on cots in recreation centers. We could move them to hotels. And we're still actually doing that. That's part of our response has been to for people like in a couple of apartment buildings, and particularly in the Halifax area and in the Sydney area, and some individuals out of their homes in smaller communities. We still have 106 people in hotel lodging that the Red Cross is arranging. And that cost is being covered by the Nova Scotia government. They've actually given us funding through to the end of March. We hope that not everybody is still out of their homes by March, but as a contingency, the funding is there.
I would like to clarify something there. So how many households have been affected by the hurricane?
Oh, if you're talking about the number of households affected by the hurricane.
The Red Cross is helping, aiding.
Well, let's just put it this way. In Nova Scotia, we asked anybody who was impacted to check in with the Red Cross to register with us. That doesn't necessarily mean they received any help from us. We just wanted to be aware of the numbers because it really is hard to get a full sense of this. But we know that just in Nova Scotia alone, we had 52,572 households register with us. And typically there's more than one person per household because that represented over 94,000 people. So we know that there were at least that many, but in reality, the number is probably much higher because not everybody would see a need to register with the Red Cross. That's just the numbers that we became aware of. So to date, and there may still be more added to this, but there were 252 households that received those $1,000 payments. So that's about $250,000 that the Red Cross distributed, but that was on behalf of the provincial government. Now the Red Cross itself also opened a fundraising appeal to our donors across the country to help people impacted by Fiona. And again, it's across five provinces, but the biggest impacts being in Nova Scotia, PEI, and Newfoundland and Labrador. And from that, we've been distributing payments of $500 to households that had additional needs, that identified that they're really struggling financially because of the impacts of Fiona, and those impacts can be quite varied. So in Nova Scotia, in fact, you saw a number earlier of 9 million. It's higher than that now, and it increases day by day. It currently stands at 22,000 945 households that we've provided a $500 payment to. So that's just a little over $10.5 million of assistance that has come from the donors of the Canadian Red Cross across the country. But again, you know, we've engaged well over, I would say probably close to 1,500 staff and volunteers coast to coast. It may be higher, but it's certainly at least that high when you add together, you know, the volunteers that were already living here, based here and helping, and others that we've had to bring in.
So you've managed to get extra staff and volunteers. Did you find, were there any challenges with the finding resources to help the people who were impacted?
Well, there were a lot of challenges simply because of the extent of the power outages and the damage. For example, I mean, you would have heard that, even finding hotels that were open and available to offer rooms to all of the utility crews that came in, that was a challenge. But then when you're trying to bring in, other organizations to bring people into, provinces where literally there was no place for them to stay. Just to give you an example, like in Portobas, Newfoundland, which was the hardest hit community in that province, they have a few hotels there because it is the terminal town for the Marine Atlantic Ferry. So there's always a number of people that are staying there overnight or waiting for a ferry. So they do have a couple of hotels locally, but those quickly filled up because their own citizens, hundreds of them, were evacuated of their homes. And we, in fact, we had to bring a team into Portobas, but the town asked us to please not use the hotel rooms because they needed them for the families whose homes were destroyed or so badly damaged they couldn't stay in them. So, we had to have people commuting back and forth from Stephenville, which is more than an hour away. In Prince Edward Island, a lot of the damage was on the north shore of the province, but there just was no place to put people there. We had shelters in several places where, in fact, our volunteers were just staying in the shelters along with other people in the initial days. So, and there were, other travel issues as well. People have encountered that right across the country with, just flights and weather and COVID and everything else that's impacted travel. It certainly has been challenging. And the other thing I would add too is that, this has now been going on for 2 months. That's a pretty long response.
Based on your findings, which province required the most assistance from the Red Cross?
Just in terms of the numbers, it was Prince Edward Island. This storm, Fiona, impacted that province literally from one tip to the other. There was no part of PEI that was not impacted. So that's, province of, we know that we've assisted in one way or another, over 60,000 families in PEI. It's a little less than that in Nova Scotia. But in this province, it was primarily, really starting in the Halifax area, but progressively getting worse and worse as you move through to, Truro and then Pictou and Anangonish counties. And once you're into Cape Breton, that's where we saw the largest number of homes that were destroyed or damaged. And that's where we're still seeing the biggest ongoing needs. In Newfoundland and Labrador, it was a small area. It was devastating impacts in Portobas. There were, it's a tiny little village, but more than 200 homes were destroyed or they've been condemned or they have to, they've been deemed unsafe to repair, that they'll have to be rebuilt completely. So, it's a massive impact in a small area, in a small community. But particularly in Cape Breton and across Prince Edward Island, that's where we've seen the greatest impacts with, many thousands of people impacted.
And you said the funds are increasing every day. What are some ways maybe community members want to support people who have lost their homes?
Well, the only need that the Red Cross identifies is financial support, because that's what we do. As I said, we've already distributed almost $44 million to people in the affected areas across several provinces. That's money that's come to us from donors. So it's individual donors, it's businesses, corporations. There have been some great fundraising events by artists, particularly in Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and Labrador, rallied together to provide those things. There are still some ongoing campaigns. And one of the nice things that happened, and this doesn't happen every time, but on major disasters like this, it did. The government of Canada said that they would match those donations, anything that was received up until October 31st.
Are there any upcoming initiatives that the Red Cross is currently working on?
Relating to Fiona or just generally?
Just any upcoming events before winter, any new projects that we can keep our eyes out for?
Well, we are always sort of mindful of the fact that in wintertime we see other major weather events that could be power outages brought on by powerful damaging storms, can be ice storms. We often see, even in the winter months, flooding, something most people tend to associate like with springtime. But we've had, just here in Atlantic Canada, we've had major flood events like flash flooding from in the wintertime when we'll often have a snowstorm that quickly turns to rain, but the ground is frozen, so the water doesn't sort of saturate down into the ground, and you very, very quickly can have overland flooding. So we're always mindful of the fact that these things, we're not even out of hurricane season yet, really officially, until the end of the month, we go right from that to winter storm season. So we're always preparing for that. We're always recruiting additional volunteers and training them.
Thank you so much, Jen. Is there anything else you would like to add about this hurricane or the Red Cross Initiative's funds?
Well, the one thing that we've been warning people about for years, and it's not just us, it's many across the emergency management world, is that climate change, for example, is real. The impacts in an area like Atlantic Canada are probably more severe than what you're going to see in other areas, just because we're coastal, we're surrounded by water, we're impacted by sea rise, by sea surface temperatures, by all of the elements of climate change that can really result in more frequent and more violent storm events. And that means more disasters, more things like Fiona. We just want people to be mindful of the fact that this is real. The reality going forward is that Fiona is not going to be a one-time thing. It's there are people around here who, of course, remember Hurricane Juan. That was more than 20 years ago. But there was Dorian just a few years ago. Now there's been Fiona, and we just this past weekend had some impacts of Nicole, another storm. These are becoming, again, the term that I hear most often is more frequent and more violent storm events, and those have consequences. And organizations like ours are constantly adjusting to be better positioned to deal with those.